For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's open our Bibles to John 13. We've been going through the last words of Jesus, starting in chapter 13. We looked last week at Jesus washing his disciples' feet and giving us a command to serve as he has served. Due to time constraints, we're going to kind of skip over this section here where Jesus basically identifies his betrayer as Judas. There's a whole lot in that passage, verses 18 through 30. That would probably be a couple of sermons in and of themselves. But suffice to say that Jesus, at this point, he has identified Judas as his betrayer, and he has sent him out, and Judas is gone. So Judas, at this point, is now away from the other 11 disciples. It's just Jesus and the faithful 11. In verse 31, it says that when Judas was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." And then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." Now, a couple of things I just want to draw out here. And I know I got to be quick because we're almost out of time. But there are a couple of things that are just absolutely, I think, almost comical about this passage. You see here that Jesus, in his sharing with his disciples of these things, and he says, "I am not going to be with you for very much longer. Where I am going, you cannot follow." He is saying, he's really speaking about his death. He's speaking about what he is about to do in reconciling God to man, man to God, and all of those things. And he says, "You will not be able to follow me to do what I'm about to do." And of course, no one in the world would ever be able to do what Jesus did. But then in verse 34, he kind of shifts gears and he gives them a new command. He says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Jesus is saying to his disciples, "Look, I am about to show you the greatest act of love that you will ever see. And so that is what I want you to do for one another. Lay down your life for each other. Lay down your life for in protection of each other, in service for one another, in building one another up. That is what I want you to do." And Peter, in all of his blessed wisdom and holiness, is stuck on the previous thing that Jesus said. Where are you going? You know, you almost want to slap him and say, "Did you not just hear what he said? The command, love one another. Did that just go totally right over your head?" And I love Jesus. He doesn't call Peter an idiot. He doesn't, which is probably what I would do. He doesn't say, "Peter, just be quiet and listen." He speaks to him. He says, "Look, where you're going, you cannot follow, but you will later." And again, Peter did eventually follow Jesus in death. But here is what I want us to grab hold of today. I don't want you to miss verses 34 and 35. Because in this entire section that we just read, verses 31 to 38, this is the point. A new command Jesus gives to his disciples. A new command he gives to you and to me. And that command is what? Thank you. You're listening. Glad. Thank you for not being like Peter. Love one another. As I have loved you, Jesus says, so you must love one another. He is saying to them, I love you. I have laid down my life for you. I have served you. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. I have served you. Now you love one another in the same way. Why? Verse 35. Because when you love this way, if you love one another the way that I love you, everyone, everywhere will know that you have been with me. Everyone will know that you are my disciples. You have spent time with me. You have listened to my words. And now you are doing the things that I have done. Next week we're going to get into chapter 14, and Jesus says something really super cool in chapter 14. If you want to read ahead, go ahead and do that, and maybe you'll find it there. But there is something just absolutely mind-blowing for next week that it's just so awesome. But here's the point, friends, we need to love one another. How do we do that? We serve one another. We talked about that last week. How if I'm looking out for your needs and you're looking out for my needs, our needs are going to be met. We talked about in laying down our life, sometimes that means not just being willing to die for someone, but being willing to live for someone. It means putting ourselves in second place so that we might serve the other person. That we might do what they want to do rather than what we want to do. Make ourselves available for them. Jesus wants us to love the way he loved. Again, that is an enormous task. It is something that is hard for us to comprehend. It's something that is difficult for us to wrap our brains around. How can I love the way Jesus loved? Friends, you can't. That's the point. The only way we're going to be able to keep this commandment is if we walk in faith. If we walk by the path that God has laid out for us in his word. And as we walk in obedience day by day by day by day, we will love one another. Let's close in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your love and for your goodness. We thank you for the love that is ours through Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we are able to share that love to those around us. We thank you for the opportunity to pray today that you have given us. Lord, we continue to pray that you would help us in the day-to-day of this life to love one another, to demonstrate to the world around us that we are yours. Because we are doing the things that you are doing. And Lord, be honored and glorified in all that we say and all that we do, so that this world might know that you are who you say you are. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.